In this episode, I'm going to break down the latest video marketing news and give you business action takeaways to generate ROI.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery, brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Heyo! All right. Well, I just got back from my hometown, Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, California, just about 30 minutes south of the LA airport. And while I was there vacationing, and I've got an apology that I've got to give you guys, so I'll give you one in just a moment. While I was there vacationing with my wife, long overdue, we're both just workaholics and we never stop, but this wasn't court ordered, but Lord knows if we didn't take a break, it might have been court ordered. And so first I want to give you a quick little overview on my hometown because I just love it so much. Wikipedia explains Hermosa Beach this way, and for you to realize, I grew up in both cities. They're neighboring cities and really interconnected. Hermosa Beach is a beachfront city in Los Angeles County. Now, that's in the United States for those of you listening outside. Its population is under 20,000 people. And the city's located in the South Bay region of the greater Los Angeles area and is one of three beach cities. Hermosa Beach is on the border of Manhattan Beach to the north, Redondo Beach to the south. And the city's popular for sunbathing, beach volleyball, surfing, paddleboarding, and of course, our favorite pastime, bars. The city extends only 15 blocks to the east, 40 blocks to north and south. So we pretty much just walked the entire time. Now, this is my apology. While I was on vacation, I realized, you know, sometimes we record these episodes in advance, right? And I noticed that while I was on vacation, the episode that released was the episode where I tell you that if you follow me on Twitter that week, I will send you a personal video. Now, my apology is I didn't realize when I made that commitment to you that it was going to fall on my vacation. And I also didn't realize that my wife and I were going to have such a good time connecting, and it was just like one long date. It was just awesome and so well-deserved. So please be patient with me. My commitment is still the same. I'm going to follow up with each of you with a live video. I jump on a big jet airliner later on in the next 24 hours to go to Orlando to the National Speakers Association Conference. But I'll be on the go, and I will do my best to live up to that commitment. Make sense? All right. So here's the news that matters to video marketing masters. Well, let's start off with Facebook. Facebook surpassed a major milestone this week. Facebook Chief Product Officer Chris Cox told TechCrunch, quote, "We're getting to a size where it's worth really taking a careful look at where things all are and what we can do to make social media the most positive force for good possible," right? 13 years after launching, and less than 5 years after hitting 1 billion members, Facebook is now at 2 billion monthly active users, including my dad, who just recently showed up and is regularly going on to my page and liking old photos. Personally, I think the older the photo, the creepier the like, but that's just me, right? And so now Facebook's at 2 billion active monthly users, making Facebook the largest social app in terms of logged in users, above YouTube's 1.5 billion, WeChat's 888 million, and Instagram's 700 million. Now, just to provide you some context, Twitter's 328 million, that's where they're at, and Snapchat is estimated to be somewhere around 255 million, right? So where has Facebook been seeing most of its growth? Let's spend a few moments on that. Over the last half decade, Facebook's growth has been fueled by the developing world. You may remember in earlier podcast episodes, I was explaining to you how Facebook and YouTube were battling in the developing world to be able to provide internet access. So people on the go could start using Facebook or YouTube. I also told you about how they were creating apps that had an offline function where you could download the videos and watch them when you're not connected to the internet because it's spotty, right? And over the last half decade, Facebook's growth, fueled in the developing world, has really been about relentlessly optimizing its apps for cheap Android smartphones and low bandwidth connections. It's added 746 million users in Asia and the rest of the world region, sitting close to a billion users total. Now, meanwhile, it only added 41 million in the US and Canada, right? So the reason I bring this up is most people, most businesses and entrepreneurs would look at the developing world and they'd say, well, you know, I'll dip my toe into the India pool when India's ready for prime time. Or, geez, when India gets its infrastructure on internet figured out, we'll all be there. And for juggernauts like Facebook and YouTube, that wasn't good enough. Start thinking like a juggernaut. If the market isn't ready for you, hey, what can you do to speed up that market? Remember, in digital marketing, early adopters are the ones that get freakish 1,000, 2,000% growth, right? We've seen it. If you're the first adopter to show up at Twitter and you start answering questions that are valuable to your target customer, you become the guru and you own Twitter, right? And you see it with Snapchat and Instagram. You saw it with Facebook back in the day. Start looking for those new environments. Dip your toe in there. Become the boss. Answer questions people are asking and your audience will grow. It's just that simple. So it only took Facebook 8 years to surpass their first billion users and only 5 years to surpass their second billion users. And as a business lead, you should be noticing a very similar trend. The amount of time that it took, the amount of energy it took for Facebook to go from zero to a billion users naturally took longer. And most entrepreneurs I talk with acknowledge it's always harder to achieve liftoff than to stay in flight. So most business ventures, they're not going to take off like Facebook, but the laws of entrepreneurial physics apply. Every business applies and fits into these same laws, even Facebook. So be aware, it's going to take a lot more effort to start your company, but once you get it going, all you're doing is steering and lifting your wings so you could take more height and you can grow. Have that same philosophy. Be prepared. Look for opportunities. If I asked you to guess what is the all-time most popular video to ever play on Facebook, what would you say? Maybe Squatty Potty's Pooping Unicorn, right? That's what comes to mind. Or maybe something that might be like a tasty video, which I'm freaking crazy about. People that make food items that are super tasty and they do it in a very fast manner. So in 30 seconds, you can see how to create a waffle cone for your ice cream made out of churros. Do you know what a churro is? I don't know. It's like a Mexican donut, right? And it's got like cinnamon on the outside. But wouldn't that be an awesome flavor if it was the waffle cone to your ice cream? And they show you in Tasty how to do these things at home. Super, but that's not the most popular video. You see, News Hub reported the all-time most popular video on Facebook may actually be a surprise to you. Blossom, a page that targets millennial mothers and caters to crafters, uploads videos for easy organizational tips. Now, the record-breaking video shows 7 quick, inventive hacks to combat domestic clutter in the house. You know, we're all living with excess now, right? So our homes, which is a fixed size, our excess is not fixed size. So it always is growing, but our homes are set. And so we're starting to see that there's more clutter in our homes. Well, this record-breaking video shows 7 quick hacks to organizing your items in your home easier. And since the clip was posted on May 18th, it's been viewed more than 334 million times, and it's growing with every moment. The tips, they include using rubber bands to keep clothes from slipping off hangers. I saw in there that there was a, you know, this, I got a can right here, like a Coke can. And if you can hear that, I'm going to pull off the tab, right? I just pulled off the tab at the top that you pull to open. They're using these tabs in this video to drop off of a hanger so you can hang a second hanger on it. And then you do that as a third hanger, use another tab and a fourth one with another tab. And before you know it, you've condensed the space in your closet. Now you're hanging multiple things and you're not going to some container store buying a specialized hanger. That's the kind of video, super practical. I'm going to put it on the show notes page. You're also going to notice that in this video, they show how to use pool noodles to keep boots upright in your closet. Super cool, right? Wirebuzz.com/102 is where you're going to find the show notes. I'm going to put that video up there and the article from News Hub. You're not going to want to miss it. Now, have you noticed over the last few months, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, he's been acting like he's exploring a presidential run. Christo, do me a favor. Just quickly Google Mark Zuckerberg, the big Zuck. I want to know his age. All right. That's what I'm looking for. And we'll get to that in a moment. As Business Insider reports, Zuckerberg has visited military bases, dined with, quote, folks in Ohio, and even has been photographed working on an assembly line for the Ford factory. Christo, did you get information? How old is the big Zuck?
Mark Zuckerberg is 33 years old. He just turned 33 this previous May.
And the reason I'll tell you why that's important in just a moment. What other information did you just uncover, you know, about Mark Zuckerberg from your breaking news investigative report?
Thanks to Wikipedia and a simple Google search, I discovered that Mark Zuckerberg is not tall. For some reason, every time I see him, I thought he was a taller guy, yeah. You know, like 6'2", maybe, yeah. Maybe even just 6 foot. He is 5'7".
Yeah, the Whopper Jr. hands really give it away. So the reason I think it's important for us to know that he's 33 is in the U.S., we have inside, I believe it's inside of the Constitution, which is the rule book, you know, where all the rules live. And you have to be 35 to be sworn in as president. That's the age. But we're just starting an administration right now. So in 2 years, in 4 years, he's going to be old enough to run for president. And actually, if he wins, we'll just get that dude a fake ID, right? Well, look, Zuck is repeatedly saying he's not running for president. There are a couple of different reasons. You tell me which one feels most authentic to you, all right? So the insider's Kiff Leswing reported, quote, "And if you take Zuckerberg at his word, there's got to be something else going on. Now, no billionaire is going to a swing state unless there's something to be gained. So what is it?" By the way, when you hear swing state and Ohio, what you're really hearing to somebody who's a billionaire from the left coast is he's going to a flyover state, a place he never really would want to go to. I'm putting words into his mouth, okay? But I grew up in California and I understand that. Nathan Hubbard, the former CEO of Ticketmaster, explained Zuckerberg is crisscrossing the U.S. looking like a presidential candidate because Zuckerberg is acting like the product-focused CEO that he is. Zuckerberg initially didn't understand Facebook's role in last year's election and the political disclosure that took place, and now he's trying to understand, and as a product guy, how Facebook may have contributed to President Trump's election. Now, do any of those theories work for you? First of all, I don't see Mark Zuckerberg going to Ohio to find out how Facebook fit in with the election, right? Or how it contributed to Trump. In fact, you could do that from San Francisco. You could do it from where I was sitting on the beach in Hermosa. So that doesn't hold up. But how about this one? Maybe Zuckerberg is concerned that Trump could break up Facebook. Right? Maybe Facebook's too large, or maybe he's gotten word that Facebook's too powerful. And just like the federal government broke up Bell Telephone back in the day, if Zuck thinks the government might break up his juggernaut, Zuck better start looking like a presidential candidate. So Trump can't break it up without looking like someone trying to use the power of government to control a potential presidential rival. battle lines are drawn, nobody's right and everybody's wrong, and if you have another theory about why Zuck is going to Ohio and why he's looking like a presidential candidate, please continue this conversation with me in the comments section on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/102, or via Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Everywhere you are is where I'm at. And I'd love to carry that conversation on with you. Now, personally, I know the Big Zuck only has one outfit. He's got, dude wears one thing. He wears jeans and a dark t-shirt, which is like black, a black t-shirt, right? And I find that terribly annoying because I know why he's doing it. The same reason that Steve Jobs did it. The same reason Albert Einstein did it. Because people that perceive themselves as being super big minds don't want to tax their big brain selecting the wardrobe each day, right? Those silly decisions take away from my ability to be genius, right? I find that annoying. Speaking of genius, National Geographic Channel, Nat Geo, has a great show right now about Einstein called Genius. I've crushed 8 episodes while I was on vacation. Can't wait to find out what happens with the theory of relativity. Can't wait. I don't know why, right? What about the war, right? Like, I'm watching this and I'm like, well, I kind of already know how this thing ends, but it's still a very good thing. You should consider watching it. Very interesting to watch Genius and watch it in action, and to see the blind spots that genius always also has. Anytime something super bright, even the sun, it also has a shadow. And you see that often with geniuses. The quickest way Facebook could lose its rapidly growing audience is to have their founder get political. Americans have no stomach for supporting business people that think differently from them. Just take Trump for an example. 50% of the country, 50% of the world, instantly, as soon as he announced he's going to have an R after his name, 50% of the people, right? They wince and then they hate. Why would anybody want to do that when they've got such a strong, growing business? You know, that's just a fact. So if I was a Facebook stockholder, and I'm not anymore, I'd be pleading with Zuck to stay out of the business of politics and just be stoked you're worth $63 billion and continue to create great businesses, right? That's what the world needs now. Just keep employing people and do great work. Oh, and this story has nothing to do with video marketing, this next one, but it's super interesting. So just give me a moment. I think you'll find it interesting. Have you heard about Frankenmeat? The San Jose Mercury News reports, for the last year, San Francisco food startup Hampton Creek has been secretly developing the technology necessary for producing lab-made meat and seafood, right? Online magazine Quartz reported. Now, the firm, this firm is Hampton Creek, will have something out there in the marketplace. Oh, goody, by the end of 2018, the CEO told Quartz. And I'll tell you right now, not eating that shit. There's going to be no Frankenmeat going in me. I even have a problem when you go to get sushi and they give you the artificial crab. I don't want them to step this up a notch. There's no reason for me to get fake salmon, fake farm-raised salmon, because you know they're not going to give you the fake wild salmon. It's going to be the farm-raised. No reason. But if you want to read that article, it'll be on the show notes page 102. The dating apps are super interesting to me, especially as a guy who's been with his beautiful bride for 17 years. Video is revolutionizing every aspect of the online experience, including dating. So have you ever wondered how video is changing the online dating scene? Well, TechCrunch is reporting dating apps in their own way are a form of social networking. Of course they are. They're social networking about primal functions and relationships, and especially as they've expanded into new areas like friend finding or professional networking. So it only makes sense that they would adopt video as well, given the growing popularity of a format and social apps like Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, as well as the industry leader starts to embrace stories, like you see on all those platforms that are all stolen from Snapchat, as a means for offering an angle into people's lives, their activities, and their interests. Now, this week, both Hinge and Zoosk, which I've never said before out loud, are rolling out support for video. each in their own unique way. There's a TechCrunch article. You should see it on the show notes page. Now, I've got a dude who's a good friend of Wirebuzz. He, my wife and I were friends with him when he was married to his first wife. And when she ended up finding another guy and getting married 3 weeks later, we just kind of adopted him. You know, couples have to figure out who they're going to hang with. And we resonated the most with him. And Christo, who's here with the Christo, he'll always be at our office parties, or if we've got the Christmas party, he was here. And so, you know, this good friend, whenever we're out and he's on dating apps, I'm doing digital marketing 101 for him at happy hour on how he can optimize his dating app experience. And I've been telling him, I'm like, everything, this guy travels a lot. He has a successful career. He's out mountain biking or hiking every day of the week. And I'm like, dude, those are the things you need to be taking videos about and putting them out on your social sites and also on your dating sites, because it develops character. And if you want to convince and convert at faster rates, and when I say convert, you know what I mean, use video because it's significantly more powerful. You'll develop more relationships. Girls will relate to you. And now we're starting to see this really take over into the dating app world. Super cool. Crush it. Convince, convert faster rates, even in your dating life. Use video. You'll be surprised how fast people slip and slide through your funnel. Oh, that's horrible. All right. Well, you get a good laugh out of that. But it's really as my big sister would say, she'd say, just let Todd be Todd and everything will be okay. NBA legend Charles Barkley, a Phoenician like myself, he doesn't give a tweet what unsuccessful people say on social media. Quote, I've never worried about social media because I think it's one of the worst things that has ever happened because it gives every fool in the world an opinion on everything. End quote. The two-time Hall of Famer. I didn't understand this. It says in this article, the two-time Hall of Famer. I don't think he's a two-time Hall of Famer. I think he's just a Hall of Famer. I don't know of people, unless he's a Hall of Famer for broadcasting, but that's relatively new, so that's got to be a typo. Well, Barkley said, quote, their opinions don't matter to me because their life is unsuccessful. And just because you live in the basement of your grandmother sitting in your underwear and then you say something about anybody does not make you important or significant. You should be out there working, making the world a better place. End quote. Really nice. Really nice, Chuck. Love that. You know, his favorite word is terrible, right? It's terrible. And it's terrible when people who haven't accomplished anything want to take pot shots at somebody who's been very accomplished and has had a very amazing career. Right on, Chuck. Way to go. Now, let's talk about Instagram for a moment. Mashable is reporting Instagram comments are currently a confusing mess. So it's a good sign that the company is working on changing that. And right now, replying to someone's comment doesn't notify them unless you explicitly tag them again. But with that, it's easier to know when somebody replies to you. And I've noticed this. I actually have to physically go back and look. And that feels a little antiquated. Like even MySpace got that right. You have to have the notifications. And I'm sure we're going to see Instagram get that right now that they have surpassed 700 million monthly active users. You would think that would have happened somewhere around the 100,000 mark, but good on you, Instagram, for recognizing your flaws. In Google News, a friend of the podcast, Search Engine Land's Barry Schwartz, who was with me a few episodes ago, well, you heard him in that interview where we had a nice conversation. He says, quote, Google seems to have been rolling out a large search algorithm update starting sometime around Sunday, June 25th. Google's John Mueller said, quote, we make updates all the time, end quote, when asked specifically about the speculation around the Google update. And as Barry Schwartz says, in my opinion, there was an algorithm update to the Google search rankings over the past few days, and it's still rolling out. Listen, anytime you hear that Google's rolling out a new update, don't jump out the second story window, okay? If you're following my advice, if you're following it to the letter of the T, you will never have a problem with Google. Always center yourself around creating really compelling, valuable content to your end user. and you will never have a problem with Google, all right? It's just that simple. Google rolls out new updates to try to decrease people that are scamming their system and their algorithm. Don't make that mistake. Wear a white hat. Be a good guy. Try to create something that's really valuable to your target customer. And before you know it, you'll rise to the top of search. It's ultimately just that easy. In the past, I mentioned back in the day when I was a news site and it went crazy viral. I wasn't a news site, actually. Just to set the record straight, I had a news site and went crazy viral. We surpassed over 36 million annual users for a very long time. And I did that without ever spending a dollar on advertising and marketing. Now, the reason I didn't spend any money is our content worked really well and we were dominating search results in Google News and we had all the keywords that people were searching for Arizona news. But the reason I didn't ever spend a dollar on advertising is because I didn't have it back in the day, but I also didn't need it. This all took place in the early 2000s when I was a talk show host on the number one station in Arizona. And because I studied early search optimization, I knew exactly how to control my target audience, most search keywords, and my audience quickly surpassed the audience of the state's largest newspaper, the Arizona Republic. We just kicked them, left them in the dust. And whenever we got a little too close to them, they would send me cease and desist threats, all of which never came to fruition. But they were concerned because here came a disruptor in the marketplace way, way back in the day. And it sure scared them when they started to see that their power was changing. And I got all the biggest names in Arizona politics to contribute a weekly blog article on my site. A Phoenix City councilman started writing weekly and he eventually became the mayor of Phoenix. By the way, not because of my site, right? So I'm not saying he went from a councilman to the mayor because my site was so powerful. He just contributed way early. The attorney general of Arizona was writing for me. She eventually became the governor. And then went on to be President Obama's Secretary of Homeland Security. Every member of the Arizona congressional delegation contributed regularly. And when they didn't have time to write an article, I got their staffers to email me the text of their latest speech. Look, Google didn't care if I was publishing an opinion article or the text of their speech at the Kiwanis Club. And Google News was indexing my site first anytime somebody searched for Arizona or the leader's name, and boom, my site blew up with traffic. And now TechCrunch reports Google News is looking different today. By the way, I'm a fan of Google News. Like, it revolutionized my career. It just helped me get out in front of more and more eyeballs. And I ran that trick, that tactic for a good 6 years. And so I know that as you're looking and doing micro tests to what's going to move the needle, you should always be finding ones that work well, that drive more traffic or get greater conversion or whatever your goal is. And then once you get it, you don't know how long that's going to work. So as soon as you find the new one, start working on the next one. Because I got 6 years out of it, right? Out of that one Google News trick. But it could have lasted only 6 months. And if it did only last 6 months, I would have been prepared to roll out the next one. Always be running micro tests. And as Google rolled out a major redesign of its news aggregation site, it brings to line the rest of its services and makes the news site more modern, and it removes a lot of the clutter that accumulated over the years. Now, after years of sticking with essentially the same design, nobody was going to accuse Google News of looking modern. And while the rest of the company's portfolio received major facelifts in recent years, TechCrunch reports Google News started looking a bit neglected. Well, that all changed this week. Anna Paca, the product manager of Google News, told TechCrunch that the guiding idea behind the redesign was to build an uncluttered user interface that makes the product more accessible to mainstream news consumers. Now, to do this, the team adopted a card-based interface. Cards is what Google uses. It was originated from Google Glass. I know this because about a year before Google rolled out Google Glass publicly, Google sent me to Google Glass, and the whole interface were cards. You now see cards inside of the Google apps or on Droid devices. It's like the center philosophy, and they're using it inside of the news feed. Keep in mind, Wirebuzz, we use Google News. We've customized it for all of our producers and project managers to track each one of their clients. Think about how you do that. Then you get the latest notifications when there's news about them, and you could go, hey, great article that we saw today in the New York Times. Have you considered XYZ? And now we can be a better contributor because we're way ahead on their news and information as it gets released. Think about how you can use Google News to your advantage. As I said, it's revolutionized my career many times over. DigiDay is reporting publishers are piling into Instagram video. 15 months after the Facebook-owned platform raised the maximum length on video from 15 seconds to 1 minute, video has become the central area of focus from publishers there, according to NewsWhip data. Look, we reported on this when it went down right here on this podcast. I told you about it. We also told you that people spend 5 times longer on Instagram and Facebook when they're engaging with a video. Use that information to your advantage. Stop thinking that this only takes place on Facebook and Instagram. People will do that on your own business site, right? Think about that mentality. Become video first. BuzzFeed News, which published 2 Instagram videos in May 2016, published 15 a year later, the following May. More than half of Time's monthly Instagram output is now video, up from just 11% last March. Think about this. The rapid change that you're seeing from Time, the most antiquated news site and magazine of all time, they're now crushing Instagram, and they've accelerated their output. ABC's news output went from 4% to 87%. BBC News is now over 90%. And the newfound emphasis is helping publishers deliver on many different kinds of goals, not just broadening reach, but driving traffic, driving revenue and engagement, both on and off the Instagram platform. All right, in Twitter news, you know, when I think of Twitter's biggest value, what its biggest value proposition is, it's live. It's immediate reactions without a gatekeeper. Nobody's filtering it. Look at the president. And breaking news events are so much better when you're watching Instagram to get immediate real-time reaction. TechCrunch reports Twitter is continuing to grow its live stream business with a series of new deals announced over the past week or so, including a partnership that'll bring live events from the floor of the San Diego Comic-Con in July, as well as behind-the-scenes action from news from Wimbledon, among several other efforts. Now, you may recall that Wimbledon was the first live stream sport to pop up on Twitter's network last year, after the company had announced its $10 million deal to stream the NFL's Thursday night football games. $10 million seems like a really small amount. And these are billion-dollar deals that the NFL is signing with television networks, right? So maybe this is just a limited thing for Twitter just to test it. Drop a toe in the water to see if football will resonate on Twitter. And the Wimbledon coverage wasn't then heavily promoted by Twitter and was instead seen as more of a test, right? And how live stream would work across Twitter's platform. How times have changed in the year since. Twitter has delivered a slew of live sporting events, sports-related programming, news, concerts, and other events to its services, including streams from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, NLL, which I don't have a clue what that is. Oh, that's probably the lacrosse league. I'm just guessing. College sports, even esports, and more. TechCrunch, great article on this. It'll be on the show notes page. In YouTube news, well, according to the Business Insider, YouTube announced that 1.5 billion logged in users visit the platform every month, and several new features at VidCon 2017 were announced during the annual digital video focused convention. Now, this is reported on from VentureBeat, right? YouTube also unveiled a new virtual reality VR format called VR 180. Ta-da! super excited, right? Announced the expansion of YouTube TV to 10 more markets. They're slowly rolling it out as they're providing local coverage packaged with some of these channels that you absolutely positively can't live without. And YouTube showed glimpses of 12 upcoming YouTube Red Originals. These are all original programs. Think Netflix, but on YouTube, but you got to pay to play, right? The most impactful announcements made this list. Messaging and sharing features within the YouTube app are now going to be available. Users will be able to chat and share YouTube videos with friends in the app, as opposed to leaving the app and sharing a link. This could help retain users and boost average app engagement time. Even YouTube, which is the friggin' juggernaut of video and keeping people engaged, are looking for ways where they can boost average engagement time. I bring this up because if you see that there's an opportunity for your business to move the needle, even if you are the big dog, the YouTube in your space, don't stop. Just like I told you earlier about Google News and the way that I ran microtests back in the day with Phoenix News and how we generated such millions of followers, you could be doing the same for your business. Constantly be iterating. Look for microtests. Where can you move the needle? What's next? Be prepared. Because eventually things change and you have to be ready to move that needle. Boosting average engagement time is vital for any online site that's competing for advertising dollars, right? I mean, that part you understand. You always want to boost average engagement time if you want to increase advertising dollars. But what about your business? And if you just said, you know, Todd, my business isn't interested in boosting engagement time to increase ad dollars, dude, you are missing the big picture here. Obviously, the big dogs, Facebook, Google, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Snap, they're all competing for ad dollars, right? And the reason they're using video is because people will spend twice as long on a website that has video. You get that part. I know you do as a listener. Plus, in a past episode of Video Marketing Mastery, I've also told you that these websites are relying on video because they're noticing that it's more of an attraction than originally thought. And when people spend longer on a social network, they can charge more for advertisers. And the amount of time people spend on Facebook gives Facebook the leverage to demand higher ad rates. That means your social network is in an attention span business. And also, your business is also in the attention span business. The longer you keep your prospects on your website learning about your business or about your service, the deeper their confidence in your solution is going to grow. And when their confidence increases, you close deals faster, right? You should be answering all of your prospects' frequently asked questions on your website. And because people are four times more likely to watch a video than read text, people will process and learn at faster rates. They process 60,000 times faster with video than text. And when they're done, they're 144% more likely to buy. You are in the business, like it or not, of boosting your average engagement time on your website, because the longer your prospects spend on your website, the more likely they are to become customers. And everything you do as a business should be centered around maximizing your target customer's time on site. Go and look at your average time on site. Do that. Report back to me. Send me a tweet. Let me know. Hey, or DM me. Let me know. Because once you start to see that people are spending maybe a minute and 15 seconds on your website, and then they're bouncing and they're going somewhere else, what you're really seeing is they're not finding the information that they're looking for. When you add video to support the buyer's journey on your website, it slows them down. It speed bumps their exit, and it dramatically decreases how long it takes for people to buy. The reason is people need to be educated in order to make a buying decision. So your action item, besides sending me what your average time on page and your average time on site are, you need to send those to me. It's going to tell you a lot. Look it up in your analytics. That's where it lives. Here's your other action item. Buyers research and shop differently today. And because of Google and a buyer's ability to do their own research online, Buyers are 70% of the way through the buyer's journey when they first pick up the phone and talk to your salesperson. If you haven't enhanced your website information to support buyers who are now researching on your site, your target customer, they're going to become agitated. They'll go somewhere else, and then they're going to leave your site, and they're going to research and shop until they find a business that best answers their questions, concerns, and pricing without having to talk to a salesperson. You'll notice on our site, we recently added a pricing page at wirebuzz.com. The reason we did that is because we know that's the most important question people are looking for. We also added frequently asked questions on our site because we may not answer all those questions when we're talking to them, and we want to make sure that we can frame up the right response and that they're prepared. So here's what you need to do. Write down the different stages of your target customer, what they need to go through to make a smart decision for each of those stages. Create a video that educates and entertains the viewer at the same time. If your product or service is high quality, your video, it absolutely needs to match that quality. Equally high quality video. If your video looks low quality, your target customer is going to transfer that video's low quality to the quality of your product. Got it? And when you do enhance the buyer's journey with video information correctly, you will see, as what I've experienced and what Marcus Sheridan shared in the last episode, episode 101, Think Dalmatians, the prospects will arrive at your first meeting or your first call much further along, closer to making a buying decision. Now, it's important for you to understand that. I hope you put it to use. There's a lot of really interesting information that's happening, and I'm going to make sure that with each and every week, I'm going to tell you the latest video marketing news and give you a business takeaway, something that you can do that's actionable, it's easy and digestible, where you can make your business more profitable. Well, you just got it, and now you've got your action items. Get to work, right? Them times, they are changing. All right, well, that's the big news. I broke down what's happening at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, right? And what did I do? I showed you how to learn from the big dogs. They've got millions of people in their database. If you already know where they're headed, you can properly position your business to prosper. And that's ultimately what we should all be doing, is thinking about how we can close deals at faster rates. If you want to learn how to guarantee that your videos generate ROI, right, a return on investment, well, I created a 5-part video mini course. You don't have to read anything. Just sit back, watch my ugly mug entertain you, go through the mini course, and what you're going to discover at the end is you're like, damn, that's how you track ROI. So you can prove out the effectiveness of your video projects. You can find that at wirebuzz.com/ROI. And we'll send you each day a new video through the 5 days until you're up to speed and ready to start crushing it. All right. Look, if this podcast episode was valuable to you, share it with a friend, anybody you're rooting for, somebody in your office. Make sure that they know that there's really compelling, important information about the evolution of the buyer's process that's happening right here at Video Marketing Mastery. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Hit the subscribe button. Leave me a really honest rating and review. I read all of them. If you've got a topic or a news story that you want, please hit me up. You can go to wirebuzz.com/pitch. As I mentioned earlier, I owe you all an apology. Anybody that followed me on Twitter over the last couple of weeks while I was on vacation with my beautiful bride, chilling out, reintroducing ourselves to each other, well, I'm going to send you a video. If I can DM you, I will send you a video. If I can't DM you, I'm not going to carpet bomb the internet with a bunch of videos. It's like, hey, John, thanks for the follow. It's Todd. But what I will do, if you follow me, is I'll send you a video and I'll share a tip with you on how you can use video to advance your goals at faster rates. All right, all right. That's my promise to you. And with each and every week, the team at Wirebuzz, we will be looking for the latest video marketing news. We will bring it right to you. We'll show you how to use it so you can become a better, more profitable video marketing master.